This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny, the Baron of Buttplugs, the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny, as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Yes. What do we see? I see a John and a Brian and a Jeffrey. I see a Tiffany and a Melissa and a Kate. Like a romper room over here. Let me have Mr. John. You want to do this, AJ? You can do it. John, welcome to the show. What's your story?
How's it going? John, I'm 57 years old. I got a sleeve, a couple C-rings, married. She's got some bullet vibrators.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been married?
Nah, just now 4 years.
Just now? Oh, were you married before, or did you hold off that long?
Yeah. Nah, I've been married 4 times. Why not, hey, girls? You know how they are.
Hold on.
Wait, what?
You gotta run that sentence by me one more time.
What's that?
What'd you say one more time?
I said you married them Wyandotte County girls. You know how they are.
How many were you married to one, or how many were you married to?
Four different ones.
You've been married. Yeah. This is your fifth marriage?
This is my fifth marriage.
What in the...
Baby.
What kind of a sucker for punishment are you?
Do you have
them bar girls?
I got it. I'm going to let you into a secret. You might be the problem, sir.
No.
I mean, I don't want to put that on you. You understand? But I'm just like, you're 0 for 5, my friend.
Are you
0 for 4, you're into 5. Sorry.
Are you allowed to leave cross county lines?
What's that?
Are you allowed to cross county lines? You may want to maybe get outside the dot.
Maybe. Tell me this.
You know, you work out of town a lot, and they think you're doing something else you ain't supposed to be, and you're not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they all thought you were cheating, but you never did.
Well, two of them are bartenders, so.
You, tell me something. Do you have to pay any alimony or anything?
No. Hell, none lasts that long. I got tired of the crap and I booed them out.
Do you ask them to marry you, or do they force you to marry? Or they're like, I got to get married? Or are you just really love just the whole act of getting married?
Getting drunk, you know, and going out and doing that quick thing.
I get drunk and I try to talk her into weird stuff. I don't get drunk and try to make life decisions.
Well, a lot of them lasted like 5 years in just relationship.
I got you. Listen, I'm proud for you, my friend. You go.
Strong will.
You're a healthy, strong. And clearly you're wildly attractive to the ladies. You're on your fifth go around. So you stay right there, John. You're gonna play today. I feel like he's a bit of a talisman for all of us. Like we look to him like, wow, well played, my friend.
You know what? He lives his life the way he wants to live it.
That's right. We're gonna get Jeffrey on. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hi, my name's Jeffrey. I'm 31. I'm married. I have a sleeve, and my wife has a drawer full of toys.
Mm-hmm. And you're 31. This is your first marriage?
Yes, sir.
And John's done it. Like, he's on his fifth. Do you think you could do this another 4 times?
Probably not. I'm with mine for life, so.
She can hear me. All right, John. I understand, Jeffrey, you're deeply in love. I got it. John, Jeffrey, stay there. I got to get Brian. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, my name's Brian. I'm 24. I got some sleeves. The wife has some mixture of things, some dildos, vibrators, stuff like that. We got whips, chains.
How old are
stuff
you?
Like that. 24.
You already hitting each other?
Well, I mean, she asked for it, not me.
No, I get it. I'm not domestic, but I'm just like, I mean, you're pretty deep in the weird already. Like, if you've already, did she say, hey, I really like it when you slap me around or whip me with this whip or chime me up with a chain?
I mean, it was kind of like, hey, why don't we try this? And I'm like, as long as you don't call the cops, we're good with it.
Right. Well, listen, I'll give anything a go if a girl really wants to try it. But even if it's not necessarily my thing, I just was curious as if she wanted you to do it to her, or you were just like, I would like to, you know, do this to you.
Oh, yeah, it was kind of like a mutual thing. And whenever she said yes, I'm like, all right, going to Ace Hardware, let's go.
Oh, right. God, there should be an ad for you.
Aren't there, like, sex toy place? I mean, I don't BDSM, you know? But
he's going there already.
But, I mean, I guess it makes sense that the Home Depot went up, but she didn't insist on, like, a sex place? You're doing homemade?
No, it's actually cheaper at a hardware store.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right.
He's very practical.
Brian, for 24, you're pretty weird.
Well, I mean, hey, to each of your own, I guess. I mean.
No. I don't judge that. We're all weird.
To a little bit, yeah, I guess. I've had some that was just kind of like, no, let's not do that. I'm like, okay, whatever. It is what it is.
You mean you walk in with the Home Depot plastic tan bag and you say, I'm so horny. They don't just jump right up and just go, let's get this thing going.
Normally, it's just a Walmart sack to confuse them.
Good call. All
right. He's actually very smart.
Yeah, Brian's cool. I like it. All right, Brian, you're going to play. Jeffrey, you're going to play. John, of course, you're going to play. Now, I'm going to tell you how to play. The closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over. We'll receive the item up for bid. Now, in case of a three-way overbid, John, Jeffrey, Brian, the closest one takes it home. So, it's very important to listen.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Aqua Pump from Nash Toy.
Aquaman, swift and powerful monarch of the oceans, with ability to summon and command all creatures of the deep.
Yeah, it's probably going to be more like...
Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds.
And I'm going to sit here and pump my junk.
Or I'll aqua pump in the shower, too. I'll pump it up and release my goo.
No.
Fellas, let me tell you all about the Aqua Pump.
It's a hydro pump which, as its name suggests, relies on the power of water to create the greatest amount of suction.
Just pick the size sleeve that suits you.
Fill the pump up with warm water.
Insert your jump.
Turn it on.
And let the Aqua Pump do the rest.
Splish splash, got my pump in the bath. I'm not gonna pump it tonight.
Whoopsie. It's the Aqua Pump from Nass Toys, and it can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Oh, this is really a whole thing, Gregory. That's a thing.
I know.
It kind of makes me wonder how it took him so long to figure out warm water in there.
I know.
It seems like
a perfect idea.
Yeah, no, it's very strong. And see, it's from Nass Toys.
Right.
Now that, as you know, is a cross between nasty and toys.
Mm-hmm.
They're Nass Toys.
I like it.
Mm. Yeah. And so, as you can tell, your wiener goes in, the water goes in, and then it just does a suction like a regular one.
Yeah.
Whatever. It doesn't whirlpool or anything?
No, it just kind of sucks it in and out. Did a little jacuzzi for your stuff.
Does it go in and out?
Well, I mean, the water, like pumps through.
All right. I get pruny toes. I can only imagine what could happen. I can only imagine what could happen to you, sir.
Shriveled.
Hey. John, listen, at the very least, you keep this thing in the glove box. You do a little cleaning before you get your ass home. You know what? You throw a little hand soap in there, and bing, bang, bong, you're clean as a whistle. It's a dishwasher. Now, John, what would you pay for such an item?
All right, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right, let's see. Let's go. $75.49.
$75.49 says 5-time super champion John Jeffrey.
Let's go $65.
$65. And then already getting his weird on Home Depot, BDS and M. Brian.
$54.99.
So you understand what you've done here is you're trying to slip in there and catch that place between 54 and 65, which is a smart move because, you know, you all have about the same amount of distance, about $10. Let's see how it pays off because the actual manufacturer suggested retail price.
$69.99.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Worked out for Jeffrey.
Woo!
Jeffrey, I don't feel like this was your jam. Was this not your jam?
I'll try anything once.
All right. Will your wife enjoy this?
I hope so.
Well, at the very least, think how clean you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. Then she'll enjoy it.
You know what? That's right. Right? No more of this okay, but wash it first business. It's already washed.
Exactly.
All right. Well, listen, let's put Jeffrey on hold, please. You stay right there, Mr. Jeffrey. Also, get some of those F Giant Air shirts. Those are just in time for Christmas. Now, I got to thank the other guys, John and Brian. Thank you guys so much for coming by the show today. I've got tickets for you. Would you like to go to the... Here's your choice. I can put you in Fight Night this weekend. It's a face punching festival over at the Cable Dahmer Arena. The Jackal Family Reunion. I also have some Dirty Honey tickets.
I'll take Dirty Honey.
All right, let's do it one at a time. John?
What's that last one?
Dirty Honey?
Sounds good.
All right, what about you, Brian?
I'll take the Jackal tickets.
All right, Brian, you get the Jackal tickets. All right. Listen, you stay right there. You hold on. Thank you. I feel somewhat conflicted about Brian's report of homemade sex toys.
No, I'm looking at the shopping and observing experience completely different now in a great way.
Like, yeah.
I wonder what you're picking up today.
Yeah,
that's really
a Sawzall with a strange new connection. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
It turns into what they call the drill dough.
Somebody had to invent it.
Hey, we used to have a girl, Sandy the Black & Decker Power Lady, that called. And we haven't heard from her in a very long time. I think she aged out. But she, those battery power sanders that were about the size of your palm, like a mouse on your computer, she used to put a towel on it and sit on it. Sandy was, and she was real. Like, she loved it.
She was DIYing before
She was getting down on the Super Hitachi wand before it was called a Hitachi wand. She just knew how to stop it from sanding her clitoris clean off, so she had to sit it on like a soft cloth.
To have something between.
But then she would just sit on it, and she would finish quick.
She's a wise woman.
Yeah. All right. Well then, let's see what kind of trouble we can get in now. Kate, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Hey, Johnny. I am 24. My name's Kate. I am married. And we have a couple vibrators. I have a womanizer. He's got a couple C-rings and a sleeve.
Now, did you get him the sleeve, like, so that way he doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
No?
It was kind of one of those, we went to a store and grabbed one of the adult grab bag, like his and hers sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, how would you say your sex life is? At 24 and married, I would assume it's pretty great.
It's amazing.
Really? So what was the story there? Like, was it just okay in the past life and somehow you've turned a corner?
Actually, we had a kid, and then since then it's been, like, great. It's been amazing.
What kind of dyslexic craziness is that?
Thank God. That's fantastic.
But all I've ever heard is we had a kid, and now it's just...
No, thank God.
He's ready. He's ready to knock out number two already.
Well, listen, here's why don't we just practice? That's how you get to Carnegie Hall. Like,
exactly.
let's not, you don't have to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which would you rather do? Would you rather have great sex or have another kid?
I mean, I already have one, so I'd go with the great sex.
That's what I would say. You already got one, right?
This is awesome.
Yeah,
if it happens again, it happens again.
No. You take the birth control. It's not this if it happens again. Are you on birth control?
Yes.
All right. Then it's not going to happen, and you and I both know that. Did you tell him that you were on birth control with the first one?
No.
Okay. Because you know, you're a girl. You're a girl, and you know. If another girl says she got pregnant while she was on birth control, she'd stop taking her birth control.
It's probably a lie.
Yeah.
We were already married and decided we wanted one.
That's right.
So why not?
That's right. I'm just wondering. I was just asking questions. You seem like a wonderful person. Why do you think your sex life got better after you had a kid?
I have no clue.
But
maybe because there was 6 weeks without it. I don't know.
Right on. All right. Well, listen, Kate, I love you. You stay right there. I'm going to get Melissa on. Melissa, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I am Melissa. I am 40, and I have been married for 15 years, and I have a couple vibrators, some butt plugs, and
have you hit like that dirty stage in life where you're like, I'll do anything?
I mean, honestly, I feel like the 40s is a pretty freeing age for things like that.
I've heard that over and over again, that, you know, 20s are pretty great, but there comes a time in a lady's life where she's like, yeah, I ain't embarrassed of nothing. This is going to happen. I'm going to get mine. You've been getting yours for way too long.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. My husband does pretty good job taking care of his wife. That's why we've been married for 15 years. So.
Right? Isn't that the key?
That is the key.
Listen, you have friends. He has friends. What's the difference? Orgasms and where you put your mouth. It should be anyway. Right?
Right. And I was going to tell Kate, if 20s, she thinks the 20s is good. Just wait till the 40s. It gets better.
Yeah. Did you have better sex after you had a kid?
I did actually have better sex after a kid, and I thought that was kind of weird. I don't know why.
That is weird, but good for you. I'd love to hear those stories. Makes me happy. All right, Kate, Melissa. By the way, Melissa, will you be bringing home a lady?
Will I be bringing home a lady?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be bringing home, hopefully, something.
But I'm just saying, no. I mean, would you do that with your guy?
Oh, bring home another woman?
Yeah.
No, my husband would not do that. He is a one-woman man. He gets very jealous with stuff. He doesn't even really care that I use the toys. He doesn't really care for that.
Really? I think either it's not definitely not jealousy in my world. I feel relieved. I'm like, whew. I'm like, let's get this job done, man.
Yesterday looked like a trunk show. Listen, in my bedroom.
There's dudes in this world who are like amazing, right? You still see those guys, like where they're still using framing hammers, mm-hmm. and they're getting it done. Yeah. I'm over there with a compressor, a giant hose. I got a Dale gun. I'm like, I'll keep up with you. I'm just not going to look as manly as I do it. So what I'm saying is use the tool for the job and get the job done, right?
That's right.
All right, Kate, Melissa, hold on. Tiffany's here with us. Tiffany, what's your deal?
Hi, I'm Tiffany. I am 38, married, kids. I have a pocket vibrator, a dildo, a glass dildo, and a wand.
And how long have you been married?
18 years.
Yeah, are you still down with it, or are you thinking you might want to try a new model?
Oh, no, we're still down with it. So, or at least I am.
What do you think you need to improve on sexually to make him happier?
What do I need to improve?
What would you do that would he be like, oh, okay, great?
I don't know. I mean, he's not told me anything.
He hasn't asked you for something that you were like, I don't know.
No, not at all. Like, I'm open to trying things. Like, probably I'm more open than he is to trying things. So I'm like, hey, let's try this. And then he'll try it and be like, I don't know. I don't know if I like that. I'm like, well, you gotta try it like a few times and decide if you really don't like it.
I love broads like this. I love chicks who are like trying to talk to you
sure
and do
yet.
Something. You're like, just put this in your butt, poof. And you're like, I don't know how I hurt anymore. You're like,
yeah,
it kind of hurts.
Some weird things, and we're like, okay, we're never doing that one. That was not good. But then some of them, you're like, hey, that was pretty cool. Let's try that again.
You ever woke up in the morning and you couldn't hardly look at each other because you knew the terrible things you did the night before?
Yeah, you're just like, just make your coffee, go to work. Just don't look at me. Like, I need a shower.
Yeah, the things you said, you're like, Jesus Christ.
Or you're like all embarrassed, and you're like, oh my God, what did we do?
That's the best. That is the best, is it not?
And then you usually end up doing it again.
Yeah. All right, Tiffany, Melissa, Kate. The closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
For the ladies. Our item up for bid today is the Red Hot Fuego Vibe from Cal Exotics.
Red Hot! Red Hot!
Here's the Vibradores! Fuego.
Ladies, let me tell you all about the Red Hot Fuego Vibe.
It's sensually textured for full coverage stimulation.
It's compact for discreet play.
It's USB rechargeable. 100% waterproof.
It features 10 functions of intense vibration, pulsation, and escalation.
It comes in a lovely shade of red, hence the name.
And I'm guessing that the textured end is supposed to look like fire, hence Fuego.
But frankly, it kind of looks like a giant shrimp.
And seafood may not be something you want associated with your lady partner.
Now at the Shrimp Festival, only at
Red Lobster.
And if you're making cheddar biscuits down there, that may be something you want to get looked at.
It's the Red Hot Fuego Vibe from Cal Exotics.
Why?
Hey, yours, ladies, why? If the price is right.
Gregory.
Cheddar biscuits.
Your mom likes Red Lobster.
It's a seafood fest.
The Admiral's Feast.
Nom, 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 nom.
Your mom likes Red Lobster. That's awful, man. Because she does.
I know.
All righty. Yeah, let's take a look at this thing here. it's more of a... It's a nice looking... Here's what it is. It doesn't have veins or a head on it. So for a lot of ladies, this is going to be nice.
Yeah.
Right?
It looks like no one would ever know what that's for.
Right. So...
It almost looks like one of the rubber wine corks that you can buy, like that bright colors.
And the reason it's shelf shaped, it's a thinner material. So then,
girl, you're gonna be singing like Ariel in the Little Mermaid. Yeah, damn, right? Jesus!
Oh my God! Wow. Let me try to get it back around the corner again here.
This thing's like the palm of your hand. It's not big.
Now, see, I know you don't like the change-up, but that might be a good change-up.
I don't mind that change-up. That's consistent enough. I don't like when it goes SOS.
Right. Hold on. That's first.
That's like that's your trolling motor.
Hey, well, I'm just pulling. No wake in the cove. Mm-hmm. No wake in the cove. Yeah. Then you're like,
oh, boy.
All right, we're cutting out of the main channel.
All right. Right. Like, you off.
Yeah, see that?
You can see, AJ, I know your eyes aren't the greatest, but you can actually see that.
Yeah.
The way it's fluttering. Oh, my God.
Yeah, if you held that off of yourself a little bit, it might sound like the Benny Hill slap is happening.
Oh, good night. That's impressive as hail.
Yeah. Pretty solid, isn't it?
Yeah. No, like, that's like, really nice. That would knock the anger out of any of us.
Yeah, I feel like it would. Yeah, you know, so. Here's what I know. You'll start low and you'll end either medium or high, depending on the moment. Don't screw around with the change up.
Let her flip through like she's looking for a channel and let her find her channel.
Ladies, do you like the change up on a vibrator where it makes all the different kind of vibrations, or do you like it a solid, steady drive?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, nobody likes that. Nobody likes the change up.
You find which one you like. It's like watching TV. You flip through, you find your one.
All right, Kate, can you hear that?
Yep.
This thing's awesome.
Yeah. That's a lot. All right, what would you bid for such an item?
And you said it's about the size of the palm of your hand?
Yeah, but it's a nice one. It's from Cal Exotics. So it's not a big ticket, but it's a nice one.
Okay. I actually know that company. $69.99.
I see what you did there, like the sex act. Your faces are like in their things. Yeah. Melissa.
Yes.
What would you pay for this? Is that your dog? Was that your dog barking?
No dog. I don't have a dog.
Someone's
here.
Dog was barking in the back.
All right. I'm going to go for $45.99.
$45.99. And Tiffany.
I'm still stuck on this, like, we're doing, like, shrimp stuff now.
No.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I know Greg took it the wrong way. I'm telling you, this is a nice
one. It's super nice. This like, I'm nice jealous one. For any of you.
Okay. I'm going to go 56.
Right in the middle.
All right. Let's see whose strategy pays off. The closest to the actual manufacturer's retail price is
$59.99.
Look at you, Tiffany. Now, back that thing around a little bit.
You're going to thank us later.
Yeah.
Well, I like shrimp, so.
Yeah, no, listen, I'm telling
nothing
you.
Nothing like it.
But you're a fan of the vibrator, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be your jam.
Awesome.
Christmas came early.
You know, as long as it's, not, you know, there's not like a head on it. Or
no.
No, I'm telling you, there's no veins.
Really looks like a wine stop. Like, for a bottle?
It's nice.
Oh, okay.
That's really what it looks like.
I'm telling you, it's...
That's a much better...
Like a plastic wine stopper. It sounds stupid, but you get it then.
If you kind of...
That sounds much better than a shrimp.
Yeah, no, Greg, you know, and with the cheddar biscuits. I know.
Food and like...
Your mom likes Red Lobster.
Food and masturbating. You're not like, oh yeah, let me go get my shrimp.
No.
Yeah,
no.
A wine stopper isn't funny, so...
Awesome. Well, thank you.
No, that's true.
It's not.
Greg,
yeah.
I know
you're right.
That. You're right.
Yeah.
I got you.
But you know, yeast infections are high in that ass. Cheddar biscuits.
I had to make a cheddar biscuit.
You are now discharged.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, my God.
All right.
You're going to love this, Tiff.
All yours, Tiff. Trust me on that one, Tiff.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
If not, give it to your mother or mother-in-law for Christmas or something.
Yeah. That wouldn't be awkward.
Yeah. Stay there. Hold on. Melissa, Kate. It was a good item. I'm sorry you didn't win. What can I do for you? You want to watch people punch each other in the face? You want to see the Jackal family reunion? Would you like to go see Dirty Honey? Let me ask you first, Kate.
We've gotten this tradition of going to the family reunion every year, so let's keep it going.
Right on, Miss Kate. You stay there. I've got a pair of tickets for you for the Jackal show, the family reunion, December 17th. Melissa.
I'm going to go for Jackal.
All right, family reunion it is. Stay right there, my friends. I feel like we're helping people, making people.
They don't even know it
love.
Yet.
They're lovely people. Lovely, lovely, nice. Thank you, Moonlight Adult Boutique.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist sized butt what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chop, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right. With two locations to serve your every naughty need. Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.